Something in My Room. Death Ride 69 gave us God Tab. Libido Boys from their 45, It's Also Obvious. Chronic Necessity was the cut they gave us. And Os Replicants with Problemas here on Turmoil. With me in the studios, Annalyn and Carrie. They're in from Los Angeles.
Hi.
And welcome to WUSB in New York. Why don't you say hello to everybody out there?
Hi.
Okay, we got your level set here. Carrie and Annalyn put out a fanzine. Why don't you tell us the name of it? Because I still haven't seen a copy of it.
It's called Attitudes of Contradiction. And I guess it's out of North Hollywood.
And what's the general format of the fanzine?
Take it, Annalyn.
I guess it's your basic format, you know. Interviews, gig reviews, zine reviews. Well, we really don't do zine reviews. We just list them. And, like, social commentary, I guess, if you want to call it that.
Now, you guys are pretty young. When did you start doing this fan thing?
Oh, we're not that young. I guess we're pretty old. I'm 22.
I just turned 21.
Well, okay. I guess we're young. I don't know.
Yeah.
I started doing it when I was 18.
So that's why.
Carrie just jumped in about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
She jumped in.
And
that was 3 years ago. But she wasn't there, like, at the first couple months. So.
What made you decide to start a fanzine? It takes a lot of hard work, I know that.
Oh, I don't know. I just wanted to get something out, maybe do something myself, instead of just picking up magazines that other people do. I figure, I might as well just put my share in there, put my 2 cents.
And how's the response been so far?
It's been pretty good. I mean, sometimes it depends on the bands that we do, but it's surprising because we have an interview with Chumbawamba, and they're like this totally righteous political band from Leeds, England, and
hardly got any response yet.
And then there are these two unknown bands from L.A. Well, I guess they're pretty known. I guess the Fixtures and Gecko, and we sold all of those, but Chumbawamba, we still have a bunch of copies. And we did The Undead on that issue. And who else did we do?
Haunted Garage.
They're an upcoming band from L.A. with all their props.
How's the L.A. scene doing?
It's awful. It's awful.
She can say that on the air.
Okay.
Actually, I don't know. I guess it depends on, like, what kind of music you like. Because there's a lot of clubs out there, mostly 18 and over and 21 and over, but... You know,
but
there's nothing for, like, someone younger than that.
Yeah, all-age shows cost, like, 17 up and up, and it's just a big rip-off.
Wasn't there a problem out there with, I think it was called pay-to-play?
Yeah.
Problem out there. Why don't you explain that to the listeners, because some of them might not be too familiar with pay-to-play is.
Well, bands have to pay to play at a club, like the anti-club, but right now they're, like, some bands are boycotting some of the clubs out there, like Gazzari's, which is like a heavy metal place, basically long hair, frizzy, big, long hair.
So basically the bands had to pay the club, and they had to bring in a certain amount of people before they would even get paid themselves.
I don't even know if they got paid. I wonder. I guess if you're smaller, maybe not, but I don't know.
That I know a lot of bands were rebelling against this because they feel it's the club's responsibility actually to pay, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Either that or just let them play. Why should they have to pay, you know? They're going to get money no matter what anyway.
So you've interviewed, you've named a lot of big bands there, from The Undead to Chumbawamba to,
we've done The Descendants.
Now, do you do most of these interviews by phone or mail, or do you actually meet the bands when they come around?
Most of them in person.
Yeah.
Most of them. Chumbawamba was through the mail, because, you know.
Yeah.
And
we've done Social Distortion. We interviewed Mike Ness and Dennis, and that was...
We got backstage.
Yeah.
Because we got these free tickets.
Yeah.
Our friend said that she was this girl named Kelly from LA Rocks. And
we got in for free.
And we got in the backstage passes and the camera passes. And
we got to meet all the rock stars.
They thought we were
there.
Some, like, rock star. They were fooled.
So some of these bands come off as rock stars then, too?
Oh, big time. Yeah. Especially from LA.
Especially from LA.
That's what they thrive for, just to get their names in the LA Weekly. It's a weekly newspaper out there that's got, like, some kind of gossip column in the at the back of it. And if you got your name in that, you've got it made in LA, basically.
So, okay, well, why don't you tell us a little bit of the social commentary you mentioned there?
Well, I don't know. You can call it. I don't know if you want to call it preaching, because of course that's bad to call it preaching. But I don't know. It's just like a bunch of stuff that like either I feel or she feels at the time, and you just write it down. Just yeah, exactly.
A woman accepted in the scene in Los Angeles, because I know they have a hard time in New York. Is that pretty much prevalent there too?
Probably the same. Yeah, because I don't know. Everywhere, just it's like that. Where
that macho, not macho, but
I mean, women are even macho out there. I don't know.
And mostly everybody's just shameless scenesters, you know.
They gotta be seen.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. Maybe it's just because I don't know. We're not out there. I mean, we're not being seen.
Yeah, because it seems, you know, when you talk to bands, that the person behind them are pretty much women who give them all the support. And you don't see them at the shows that much, up front. They're behind the scenes doing all the hard work, but when it comes time to actually present the band, they're nowhere to be seen, which is sort of, bad for all the women out there. It's just neglect, I guess, on the band's part, and letting people know who else is involved. Okay, tell us where people can write to you.
It's P.O. Box. Go ahead, Kurt.
187 North Hollywood, California,
91603.
Do that one more time.
P.O. Box 187 North Hollywood, California, 91603.
And how much did they send for the latest
thing? It's a dollar postpaid, but see, we like letters, and we don't like it when people say, oh, send me this issue.
Yeah, just give me this and
give me this.
Here's money.
A dollar. But if you just write, and if you don't have the money, if you honestly don't have the money, I mean, sure, we'll send it out to you. Just be nice. I mean, honestly.
Okay, well, and tell us, what was the last issue featured?
Chumbawamba and The Undead. Well, just Bobby Steele, actually, and Haunted Garage.
Okay, great. Thanks for stopping in.
And a lot of preaching on compassion.
And if you want to get the address once again, or you want to talk to Annalyn or
Carrie,
K-A-R-I or C-A?
K-A-R-I.
Carrie, okay. I never can pronounce
that
attitudes right.
Attitudes of contradiction. AOC.
AOC. Sure. You want to talk to them or write to them, or you want the address once again? The number here, 516-632-6901. We're going to head back to some more music, and then who knows what else. 12:30, Raz comes in with the Power Surge. That's 2.5 hours of speed, thrash, and death metal right now from, I think, Colorado. This is Descent with Move here on Turmoil.